Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, September the 20th, 2010. And I want to talk a little bit this morning about change. You know, lots of people don't like change. How about you? But you know what? Like it or not, our world continues to change, doesn't it? Even our physical bodies change every day. I'll talk about that in a minute. But you know something? Change really, it's a natural part of life. And that's exciting because that means you're never really stuck in a rut. Now, you may be in a rut, but you can change and get out of the rut. So don't be afraid of change. Yes, it's going to take you out of your comfort zone where you feel safe, but it's also going to take you to new and exciting places. So don't be afraid of change, but rather embrace it. Embrace it? Yes, embrace it. Because when you really think about it, change is exciting. Now, of course, I'm referring to personal changes in your own life. Maybe not the political and governmental changes that are going on. Those decisions are indeed causing changes for all of us. However, personal, individual change is perhaps much more critical in light of what the government has done. Now, some people don't see change in their life as an option. You ever heard those people? They say things like, hey, this is just how I am, okay? Or they say, hey, this is just the kind of person I am. This is the way it's always been, and I'm not changing anything. But change, really, it's a part of life. The body we all have right now is not the same body we had a few years ago. Now, I'm not talking about the extra weight some of us have put on, but the changes that go on the inside. Trillions of new cells have replaced old cells. Muscle tissue regenerates every 6 to 24 months. Our bones, they say, are replaced every 4 to 7 years. We all have new red blood cells every 90 to 120 days. And our intestinal lining changes about every 5 to 26 days. So there's no question that our physical bodies are changing every single day. But when it comes to changing mentally, a lot of people either don't see the need to change or they think that they can't change or that it's just too hard. Well, God designed us to change, both physically and mentally. And when you stop and think about it for a minute, it's really kind of silly. I mean, has your mind changed at all since the day you were born? Well, of course it has. There's been tremendous learning and growth producing change. But sometimes people find themselves at a point in life where they just don't think that they can change their circumstances. Oh, they would like for their circumstances and surroundings to change, but they don't think that there's anything that they can do about it. For example, have you ever heard somebody say, hey, I'm just too old to learn all this new technology stuff? Or, I've just never been any good at that kind of thing, you know? I just have never been any good at that. You know what they're really saying? I don't want to change. But the truth is, anyone can change if they so desire. We were designed to learn. We were designed to grow. We were designed to adapt and to change. I know numerous people who have changed careers. You probably know people who have made changes in their careers, right? How did they do that? Well, they put the time and effort into a new direction, and many of them have become very successful. You know, and then people look at them and think that they're just naturally suited for that field of endeavor. Well, in reality, they found something that interested them, and then they just made up their minds to do it. Now, changes in light of all that's going on in our world today doesn't necessarily have to be a whole new career. I mean, it could be improving on what you're already doing. But it could also be venturing out, checking for different possibilities and opportunities for income. The question is, why stagnate? Why not continue to grow, continue to learn, continue to develop yourself? Why not decide to excel at whatever you decide to do? And by the way, in closing here, speaking of change, I found these instructions from back in the 1930s. Yes, the 1930s. These were the instructions from one of the first manuals for flight attendants. And here were the four things. Number one, keep the clock and altimeter wound up. Number two, carry a railroad timetable in case the plane is grounded. Number three, warn the passengers against throwing their cigars and cigarettes out the windows. And number four, Keep an eye on passengers when they go to the lavatory to be sure they don't mistakenly go out the emergency exit. Well, times have changed, and so can you. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you've got a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site or check and see if I posted something new, because if you are a subscriber and it's free to subscribe, then you'll get personally notified every time I do post something new. And by the way, if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.